students and university workers unite against anti-abortionists Lucy Riglin. Cardiff Socialist Party. Cardiff University has been targeted by anti-abortion, so-called pro-life, campaigners from an organisation outside the university, Centre for Bioethical Reform UK. The group displays large graphics of abortion-related images in an attempt to shock and cause distress. The university has now been targeted several times by the group since last November, when the students' union voted at its AGM to take an official pro-choice position. Students have responded angrily to the anti-abortion protests, many appalled by the apparent need to defend rights which were won half a century ago. At the same AGM, students voted to support the ongoing strike action by the University and College Union, UCU. One of the anti-abortion protests occurred on a UCU strike day last December, which enabled students and staff already communicating, because of strike activities, to be alerted to the protest quickly. Students and other UCU members were promptly dispatched to the protest, where they blocked the graphic images from the public with homemade UCU and socialist students' placards and banners. This demonstrates some of the advantages of organized networks of students and workers, who can respond immediately to defend each other. As with all our campaigning work, we are stronger when we fight together. The UCU is striking over issues including pay, inequality, insecure work and excessive workloads, all issues which can play a part in a woman's decision about whether to have children. It's important that pro-choice campaigns include fighting for decent pay and working conditions, as well as affordable housing and childcare, so that people can decide whether to have children, without worrying about whether or not they can afford to feed and house another person. The struggle for women's right to choose must also include the right to fertility treatment as part of the right to decide whether to have children. Of course, the pro-life campaigners are not interested in better lives for mothers, but instead campaign to increase women's oppression. As other universities are also targeted by anti-abortion campaigners, socialist students can play an important role in holding open meetings for students to discuss how to organize so that they can mobilize quickly in response to these campaigners. Students should also appeal to the trade unions, including UCU, to support these struggles, as well as supporting union struggles for better conditions. Together, students and workers will be stronger in the fight for equality and against oppression on campus.